Thank you, and thanks to the MoMA. I'm going to read something, and it's a different type of production that coincided with production for a show that I had last year. Also last year, about this time, I changed my name from Robert Beck to Robert Buck. I am with people heading in the direction of Holy Family Church along Liberty Road, going east. It is necessary to take an alternate path. We come to a gully that must be traversed. I am wearing blue desert boots, and I realize if I slide on the soles of the shoes, I can get ahead of the others. Indeed, I slide down one side and gain enough momentum to get to the top of the opposite side. I am thrilled by my agility, amazed that given the rough terrain, I am able to coast as far as I do. But now I am stalled, stuck at the crest of the incline. I can see the road just over the top, and at the place where just a while ago the other path digressed. I could fall from where I struggle to hold my place. To my right, I see two cords that perhaps I can grab onto. Unfortunately, the cords are loose. I pull them, and surface dirt, caked mud, comes off to reveal a series of tiles that run the length of the ridge. I try to grab on, only to find that they too are loose. Now, two young men, apparently experienced in scaling this terrain, methodically analyze the situation, weighing their chances of surmounting the crest. This morning, to my brother, I voiced the dream, and like the men in it, who know better, only the dream itself knows more, I grasped it, told to my brother appropriately, for I bought the desert boots while traveling with him. This memory was stirred by seeing yesterday at Salvation Army a Western-style shirt with an Ely collar label, the Nevada town where I got the boots. I had this dream just, well, you'll hear the dream in the analysis. I slide on the shoes, the soles of the shoes, don't dig in my heels. Slipping, nothing is attached, fixed, firmed, or named. Like, is it a shoe or a boot? And a shoe what? Gully, place, name? I coast on my soul, charm, like the black singer did last night working the room at the restaurant where we celebrated my father's 88th birthday. A conversation my brother and I had yesterday about the definition of the word nomenclature, its distinction from vernacular, was heard by the dream. We sat with my father while I looked it up. My father misheard words and misapplied meanings, like fulsome for wholesome, defined for him as a buxom woman. Nomenclature, a set or system of names or terms, resounds as name in clay nature. The dream ciphers my name for the father as a failure to properly name. Sliding to hold my place, nomination slips. The crust at the top of the crest is clay, mud, baked dry. My waking enjoyment at uncovering, like one of the tiles, the dream's pun. My name in clay nature has been encrusted. The two chords chime a discordant accord, my only escape. The two men have know-how. They know the ledge. It offers a way. Act no ledge. Discords uncover the tile cells encrusted along the ledge. My brother related them rightly to tiles that line the edge of a pool. And behold, the name of our neighborhood pool was Randall Ridge. The dream refers to the escarpment I struggle to surmount discordingly as nomination itself. Like, is it crest? Ridge, edge, ledge. Pooling here, too, is the memory of my brother and I as kids eschewing the streets leading to the pool for a breakaway path through the middle of the block between houses. My father said this path is now overgrown, obstructed. Our once clear-cut shortcut, now named by my father, is thwarted. Yet the dream cuts another way, a no-better ledge, encrusted, discordant, unconscious. What are these tiles unearthed beneath the crust on the crest at the edge of an empty pool, ridge, gully draw? Presto, if not the interlocking hexagon cells of the cluster sculptures for my upcoming show. Another dream chord. Before leaving New York for my father's, an art form ad was due, and I informed the gallery in haste, awkwardly, of my nomination to Buck, an act the dream designates until now as unknowable, unnameable. Yet a truer name buried beneath the crust of the crest, name in clay nature. Two anecdotes, not crust to crest. The Salvation Army, at Salvation Army, an artifact, a framed gold-plated eagle clutching in its talons arrows and branches and over its chest a shield, emblem, crest, but blank, unengraved, not yet written. And my father yesterday confessed to my brother, in an exchange I overheard, that he had used the wrong crust for a pie he baked. The dream knows what my brother does. Who else endured, like I, the paternal blunders, mistakes, misfortunes, misjudgments? My brother and I share the dream's vernacular, the shortcut, the pool, an aunt who lives on Crest Street. A father who misnames is thus known as, named as, misnomer, a miss. The second-hand shield, crest, awaiting inscription, long encrested by paternal misnomers at the crest of a ledge, awaits the name I made for myself, one that bucks the fathers through a vowel movement. Spelled out by the dream's cunning crisscross of the very same letters E and U in crest and crust. Scaling the ridge of the dream by deciphering it, I ascend to the brink of a liberty road. The misnomers, my enjoyment, nomenclature, crest and crust, the dream let slip discords to buck my sign nature, ensign insignia. Too soon to know what follows this bucking, for the canny dream conclusion is a cliffhanger. And though suspended, I am on to something. I am not crestfallen. Since the dream arrived after the gallery took unfavorably the news of my self-naming, is it not the impact of the act that effectively carves out the dream terrain upon which it ramifies? The letter U assigned to me, for you, acknowledges an impasse, and crossing the geography of you, I grasp the ciphers of self-nomination, myself in nomenclature, encrusted in clay, the mud shit crust caked, heralding my true name crest as encrusted, for as long as the cake mud shit crust was my crest, the pun remained encrusted. What dream cunning